So we've come outside here in beautiful Seville, and we're talking to Bradford Campolorian of Ali Interactive. Bronson is here too, and we're going to have just, I guess, a general chat around the WordCamp, all things WordPressy, and maybe agency E. Yeah. We might get into the whole, hey, what it is to be in the VIP massive.
Sounds good.
Okay, cool. So would you like to introduce yourself?
Hey, yeah, I'm Brad Campolorian. I'm the partner and chief strategy officer of Ali Interactive. It's my first European WordCamp. I'm enjoying the community here so far, and I'm happy to answer your questions.
Fantastic.
That's good. It's spoken like a suspect under oath, I think, which is pretty good.
You know, very much so. I feel like I'm actually being tortured in Seville with the, plus 100 degree temperatures.
It is warm. I will grant you that.
I say it's pleasant for an Australian.
Yeah, mostly human. A large chunk of human-made people live on a planet slightly hotter than Venus. So that's pretty good.
So, in terms of Ali Interactive, like a lot of people would probably know your work from a few of the VIP plugins that you've written. How much of your work involves working with WordPress VIP, would you say?
A pretty significant proportion. I mean, the largest sites that we work with are almost entirely hosted on WordPress VIP. They've been a great partner over the years. They give us the number one thing that you want for out of any hosting company, which is stability and reliability.
Yeah, definitely. Excellent. Mm.
How long have you been on the VIP program? Pretty much since the get-go?
Pretty much since the beginning, yeah. I honestly can't remember the exact date now, but it's been at least 3 years. We were one of the initial partners, and we've been working with them for a long time. And, you know, we're excited for some of the upcoming changes as well. You know, the new platform that they're building sounds like it's going to be exciting. So,
yeah,
we're really excited for what that could bring for some of our clients.
And your clients are mostly US-based at the moment, is that right?
At the moment, our clients
are
mostly US-based. We have one client in Europe. We have Politico Europe, but everyone else is US-based. And, you know, we primarily focus on large news media and nonprofit clients.
Yeah. So what was the allure of WordCamp Europe this year for you? The absence of the big WordCamp US, perhaps?
We'll see what happens with WordCamp US. I would say that, you know, if there's anything that, you know, we haven't done yet, it's really try to be a bigger part of the European WordPress community. I heard a lot of good things about WordCamp Europe in 2014, so I thought it was definitely worthwhile to come in and check it out this year. There are a lot of Americans here as well. I mean, I think about half the speakers are Americans. So, you know, certainly I think we have some things to offer them as far as our experience in what we've done with WordPress. But also, you know, seeing how things are growing here, which seems to be very fast.
Yeah. And one question we've been asking everyone is, what do you think the elephant in the room is? Like, what's the question that nobody's really asking and talking about here?
That's an interesting point. You know, I actually saw a presentation this morning about React and the REST API, and, you know, the lingering thing with WordPress is its backwards compatibility. Yep. It's its commitment to a 12-year-old code base, and, you know, I am a fan of WordPress, obviously. I mean, we do a lot of work in WordPress, but, you know, there are other platforms that aren't saddled with that, that are becoming more forward-thinking, that are doing more with, you know, JavaScript on the front end, and WordPress needs to advance, but, you know, talking to the people here and knowing the people that I do in the community, there's plenty of talented people who are committed to making that happen. You know, we've certainly done some things with a lot of things with integrating Angular with WordPress, you know, so it's possible. I really think the REST API is the next bridge to make that happen, so hopefully excited to use it on a couple of projects this year.
Excellent.
Right. Do you think you'll be along next year? Wherever it happens?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I definitely think this won't be our last appearance at WordCamp Europe, and, you know, hopefully we can have a bigger team here next year.
Yeah, host a party. We'll find you a nice rooftop.
Yep.
That would be lovely. You know, we'll certainly have a very big presence in WordCamp New York.
Excellent.
I strongly recommend anyone listening to come and talk to us there. We'll have quite a few team members present. That's, you know, sort of our home base.
Cool. Yeah. So when is that coming out?
It's last weekend in October.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Cool. Well, we'll see you there, if not before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where can people find you online if they want to reach out?
If they want to reach out to us, aliinteractive.com, or on Twitter, AliDev. You can also reach me on Twitter at PotatoMaster.
Gotcha. Fantastic. That's a cool Twitter.
And then that's a subject for a whole other podcast.
Okay, we'll get that. Awesome. Thank you very much, Brad. Enjoy the rest of the time here. Cheers.